I am just fine. Thanks for asking, Hello Kitty. Why are we fine? Because it's 1930 UTC, the finest time on the clock dial. It also happens to be the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. Which means it's time to drink some tea and to get up to some wackiness. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. A fact that's known far and wide. Along with the fact that I like to drink tea. Everybody seems to know that. I am drinking iced tea today. And I got a couple of weird things on my mind. Oh, I just got back from the doctor. Had to get up early today. Not that much earlier than I normally get up, so no big deal. Got up early, took a bath. My cat came in, tried to rescue me from the bathtub, and I kept trying to convince my cat, no, this is planned. Remember, we do this all the time. My cat cannot figure out why anybody would want to sit in a large container of water for any given amount of time. But that's not the weirdest part of the bathing. So I'm sitting there in the bathtub. The cat comes in. Meow, 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 meow. What are you doing? Get the hell out of there. And she jumps up on the side of the bathtub like she normally does. And I've got my big cup of iced tea sitting right there on the edge of the bathtub, right? And it's absolutely full. So my cat sniffs at it like she always does. My cat is very fascinated with whatever it is I'm drinking at any given time. And then what does she do? She starts drinking it. I'm not kidding. I sat there and I told her, it's just tea. Kitties don't drink tea, remember? And what's my cat doing? Although she starts drinking it. Although I'm not entirely sure she was actually drinking the tea so much as she was licking the cake of ice that's in it. You know, I make these ice cubes that are just these single big cakes of ice because I don't want my tea watered down. Come on. And so they fit perfectly, these cylinders, these squat, flattish cylinders of ice sit perfectly in the cup. And so when the cup is full, you know, that surface is just all ice. So there's my cat. I'm like, what are you doing? Licking the ice. She says, meow, and she keeps doing it. What? Kitties don't like tea. What the hell's going on? And so she was actually sort of drinking tea and licking the ice. And I thought, that was weird. Don't do that. Don't drink the tea. That might make you sick. My cat has a very delicate constitution. Don't want the cat drinking tea because, you know, she might get sick. And then I got to clean up kitty barf, which is apparently why I was put on this planet. You know, if I had to guess, you know, what do I do the most, you know, in my life? Well, a couple things. Drink tea, Dubious Goals Committee, clean up kitty barf. Well, that's not entirely true, but... So I get back from the doctor. And the cat's excited to see me. Ram, 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 what have you been? What'd you do? I went to the doctor, blah, blah, blah. I want kitty water. So we have to go upstairs and get kitty water, and I got smart. I thought, aha, I wonder if the kitty wants some kitty ice in the kitty water. So I have this other... You know, cake of ice in the freezer, ready to go. I put it in the kitty water. Apparently, she liked it. She was having a good time. So, yeah, now I've got to start making ice for my cat, I guess. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, will you make the ice out of kitty water? So it'll be kitty ice made out of kitty water to put in kitty water. Yes. Yes, I will. Yes, I will be making ice out of kitty water. So now we will have Tobe ice and kitty ice. Am I going too far here? Am I taking a ridiculous situation as far as it needs to go? I don't know. We're going to find out. Ooh, listen to those lovely dulcet tones. Wait, is that only coming out of one speaker? What the hell is happening here? What's going on? Yeah, this is a... If you know what those tones are, You're probably kind of confused right now. What is happening? This is unusual. This seems like it's temporally strange. We're out of time. What's going on? Yeah, I'm also waiting for a phone call, because I told my doctor I wanted some more drugs. Here's a list of drugs that I want. And it was just a list of one thing. Hydroxyzine. So I said, can we get hydroxyzine anymore? You know, I was told this and that and the other thing. She's like, oh no, yeah, it's still available. Blah, blah, blah. So my doctor, she wrote me a script. So I gotta go pick that up later. This is an antihistamine that I need so I don't, you know, totally wig out at any given time due to my weird heat allergy business, which is getting weirder and weirder by the day. So okay, I guess we don't need to stand around in here anymore. What am I doing? I guess we can go into the other room, so let's grab some stuff here and grab the tea. We are going to exit the studio / office. Oh, and here's Peppa. She just showed up out here. Hi. Well, bro, what you doing? Are you going up the stairs? You look like you're going upstairs. Yes, there you go. Good job. Yeah, I know. I'm awesome. Yeah, you're a good baby. Okay. What's my cat talking about? What are you talking about? No, there's no games today. Okay, well, because it's Thursday. And Europa League hasn't started yet. They're still doing all the qualifiers. That's what we watched yesterday. Remember the Champions League qualifier game? Krasnodar. Yeah. They played Krasnodar. Okay, so now here we are up in the kitchen. Why are we up here? What's going on? I gave you kitty water like 20 minutes ago. It wasn't even 20 minutes ago. You can't even tell time. You don't have a watch. You don't have a kitty clock. Yeah, see, the kitty cup still has water in it. And it's full. Yeah, okay, now she's drinking kitty water. Okay, so... I guess my cat's fine. That's good. Yeah, I'm still kind of worried about her drinking tea earlier this morning. This doesn't have a lot of caffeine in it, but I'm still worried about making my own cat sick. Because, well, that's a problem, isn't it? But anyway, for some reason... Oh, yeah, we gotta go check the spider. I think my spider died. Let's go check. Let's go into the bathroom here. Yeah, see, that's where he was last night. He hasn't moved. He turned a different color. Yeah, he's done. You know that little spider that was trying to catch flies and eat them and stuff in my bathroom? He has expired. And the good news is I don't think he starved to death because he ate that fly yesterday or the day before. He just had a good long spider life, which wasn't that long, but then again, he was pretty tiny. He was black. Now he's sort of yellowish gray. He is done. The good news is there's no flies in here. So anyway, for some reason, and I do not know why, I started thinking about hoop snakes today. This morning when I got up, I don't even know what even got me thinking about hoop snakes. But I do love hoop snakes, and hoop snakes have a fun place in my family, in the history of my family. A lot of hoop snake hunters. If you are unfamiliar with the hoop snake, about all I can really say is that the hoop snake is a cryptozoological legendary creature in America. Apparently, you can find them a lot in the Minnesota-Wisconsin border in the St. Croix Valley. How do you say that in English? I think they say Croix. Yeah, because St. Croix. I have a girlfriend from St. Croix. But to me, whenever I see that word, I want to say it in French, which is sort of like Croix.
Saint Croix. It's not Saint Croix, it's Saint Croix.
Uh-oh. I heard a yank. I think the cat's coming. What are you doing? I can hear you from down here. My cat's up in the kitchen just belting out some massive yowps. So the hoop snake is a snake, a reptile with no legs, no hands. Rather unthreatening. I have never been able to figure out why people are afraid of snakes. They don't have any hands. They don't have any arms. They have no hands. How can you be afraid of them? What are they going to do? Pull a gun on you? No, no hands. What are they going to do? Pull a knife on you? No, no hands. It's hard to be afraid of snakes. I do love snakes, and I do love hoop snakes. Hoop snakes are snakes who bite onto their own tails and then roll around, because it's faster to roll around in a hoop than it is to, you know, slither around on the ground. Oh, okay, here's Pippa. Hi. Pippa just walked up. Got to pet up this kitty. Hi. Petting the kitty. And the kitty is sitting down right here. Okay, this is weird. Because if you're sitting down, that doesn't mean we want to do kitty business. This is weird. So I got Pippa sitting here. You want to go find some hoop snakes? You want to go look for hoop snakes? Pippa says, I don't know. Can't we go chase some birds instead? God, we hate birds around here. Hoop snakes. Yes. You can also learn all about them in Greek mythology. Read some Homer. You'll learn all about Ouroboros, the legendary hoop snake from antiquity. I think the Japanese also have hoop snakes. What are those called? Something Tsubapatsu. I can't remember. But yeah, if you feel like it, look up hoop snake. You can learn all about Ouroboros and the Japanese version. And when I was a kid, my dad had a dog. So we had this dog in our family, a very smart dog, a Shetland sheepdog that was extremely bright and was sort of fun to mess with just because it was so smart. And at one point in time, I don't know how it started. Well, I sort of do know how it started. My dad had this old floppy hat, like a fishing hat. Just a floppy cloth hat. And it was old and sort of ragged. And somehow it sort of became a dog chew toy. So our dog, Toon, as in Toon Army, right? Yeah. Newcastle represent. All my Newcastlian listeners are cheering and going wild right now. Yeah, Toon Army! And now my cat's deciding to lick my arm. Okay, now my cat is headbutting me. And that means it's time for kitty business. So come on, let's set up the banky for kitty business. Come on. And I gotta keep telling the story. The hat, my dad's old floppy hat, becomes a dog chew toy. Okay, here's the banky for you. You getting in here? There we go. Hi. Yes, you're a good kitty. The hat becomes a dog chew toy, and eventually the dog sort of chewed the brim off of the crown. Okay, so the brim of the hat was sort of all that remained, and it was this cloth donut about, you know, 40 centimeters in diameter. The inside hole was a, you know, typical hat size diameter, which is probably around, you know, like 20 centimeters. Not my hat size. My hat size diameter is probably in the 25 centimeters. I swear to God, I wear like an 8 7/8 size hat. And no, it's not just my hair. So anyway, this hat sort of ends up being this hoop of fabric. Okay? Hi, Pippa. The cat's trying to... Are you trying to climb into my shirt? What are you doing? So we have this hoop of fabric. And my dad sort of figured out that you could roll this along the ground. And the dog would chase it. And the dog would, you know, grab it and bring it back. And so around this same time, my parents had some friends who had a small child. My friend Kevin, who at the time was about 3 years old. And you know how it is with little kids. You gotta tell them crazy stuff sometimes just to see how they'll react. And so Kevin, he really enjoyed sort of throwing this hoop of fabric, rolling it on the ground so that the dog could chase it. And we ended up telling Kevin that we were doing this as part of the dog's training. Because Kevin also had some uncles that liked to hunt and had water dogs. And, you know, you gotta train water dogs. And so you throw, you know, fake duck bodies. You can go to stores and actually buy fake dead ducks to train dogs. I always wanted one of these, but I've never bought one. And so we would tell Kevin that, yeah, we're training the dog, you know, to catch hoop snakes. And this seemed perfectly reasonable. So, one, beware of hoop snakes. Two, if you have a Shetland sheepdog or a border collie or an Australian shepherd, you can train them to hunt and catch hoop snakes. I need to tell people in Australia this. So, like Solderpunk, if you are listening, if the Australian contingent of the Dubious Goals Committee is listening, you can train Australian shepherds to catch hoop snakes. And they do have hoop snakes in Australia. I happen to know that. You know, they also have drop bears. But, you know, if you're not overly concerned with drop bears, or if you have already gone to the effort to, you know, either make a drop bear repellent or, you know, wear a special drop bear hat, then your main concern is hoop snakes. So I need to write a letter to, you know, the Australian Cryptozoological Society and inform them that, yes, you can train the smartest herding dogs to go after hoop snakes. And those are, in no particular order, the Sheltie, the Border Collie, and the Aussie Shepherd. I do know something about herding dogs. Not a lot. I don't own I'm not a shepherd. Although I should be a shepherd. That's what I should do. That's a good job. That's a good job for Tobe. Here, sit under this tree. For a while. All day. Drink some tea. Play a musical instrument and just watch those sheep. Okay. That is a job for me. Who do I need to... Where's the HR department? Who do I need to give my application to? I would be an awesome shepherd. Pippa says, yes, me too. You'd be a terrible shepherd because you just sleep all day. Because that's what cats do. But anyway, that's what I need to do as a job. Be a sheep herd or a goat herd. But I don't know. I like goats. Goats are awesome. But the upside to being a shepherd is if you ever get the... what do they call that? In London, there's a thing. It's not the key to the city. It's the freedom of the city. London proper. London city proper. That 1 square mile on the Thames there. If you are given the freedom of that, I forget how you go about doing this. You know, if you're just generally an awesome character, you will be awarded with the freedom of London. And this allows you, it gives you some privileges, but one of the oldest privileges, dating back to, you know, whatever century, because it's England, having the freedom of the City of London gives you the permission to drive sheep across Tower Bridge. And, geez, that's something I want to do. I mean, talk about a dubious goal. That is something I really feel like I need to do. Why? I have no idea. Dubiosity here, right? But I feel like such a concept is something that I need to do. Tower Bridge, the most famous bridge in the world. Well, the most famous bridge in the United Kingdom. A very famous bridge. We still, children still sing songs about it. I want to drive sheep across it. I want to get a herd of sheep and drive them across the bridge. Because that just seems like something I need to do. Not a lot of people can say that they have done that. I drove a herd of sheep across Tower Bridge in London. Yeah, right. I mean, if you're the kind of person who has the permission to do that, you should be the type of person to actually do that. I mean, that is cementing your legendhood in one fell swoop. I'm dead serious. And, you know, if this matters, if I do get the freedom of London, of the city of London, and actually, you know, get permission, where am I going to get a herd of sheep in London? Is there a rental herd? Can I go to a livery stable? Is there a livery stable in London? Hello, my name's Tobe. I'd like to rent a herd of sheep for a few hours so that I can drive them across Tower Bridge. And then the guy says, well, I'm sorry, sir. That's sort of a symbolic thing. Nobody actually... Give me the damn sheep. Well, I'm sorry, sir. Okay, what's it going to take to get one sheep? Well, you can rent one sheep for £5 for the rest of the day. Okay, I'll take it. Now I'm going to rent a car. And then put the sheep in the car and then drive across Tower Bridge. Because then, you know, symbolically I have driven sheep across, you know, Tower Bridge. But no, I want to do it. I want to be the guy who's actually walking with a shepherd's crook. With like half a dozen sheep across the bridge. Let's go. Come on, you guys. Bah, bah. Let's go. Keep it moving. Bah, bah. Honk, honk. Hey, you idiot. You American jerk. Hey. I have the freedom of the city of London. I have the privilege. I have the right to drive these sheep across Tower Bridge. So you can sit there and honk all you want, pal. Yeah, that's just one of the things I need to do in England. I have a list of things I need to do in England. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, yeah, we know what those are. It's go to all the football games. Well, duh. But I don't need a list for that. That's at an axiom. That is an axiomatic statement. One of the other things on the list of things to actually do in England is to carry coals to Newcastle. Yeah, we're back to Newcastle. And Pippa is now leaving. Good, because I'm too hot under this blanket. Yeah, they have a saying in England, something about carrying coals to Newcastle. Something that is stupid, you know, something that you shouldn't do. Something that is futile to do. You don't need to carry coals to Newcastle because they already have some in Newcastle. So I was thinking, okay, what kind of coals do I want to carry to Newcastle? Well, obviously, bituminous and anthracite. Yes, I know different kinds of coal. So I want to carry coals to Newcastle. Just because it's, you know, something that you shouldn't do, that there's no need to do. And I think that's, why did you do that, Tobe? Well, see, that's why we have dubious goals committee, is so we can discuss these dubious goals in life that more people should be attempting to achieve. But instead, they're too concerned with... whether or not they have Wi-Fi at the dog park. Set a goal. Set a goal. I mean, God, try to accomplish something awesome. I really feel like that's a big problem in the world today. I don't want to say that's everybody's problem. No, I mean that this is a problem that in the world. I feel like not enough people are trying to achieve dubious awesomeness. Everybody else has more concrete goals. I don't know how many. I don't know what the. Well, let's ask the computer. Computer. What percentage of people seek out dubious awesomeness? Computing. And we're hearing the sound of computation as the computer tries to figure out what percentage of people are not seeking out dubious awesomeness. Oh, it's done.
Approximately 1%.
And that can't be right. Because I'll tell you right now, my computer is being old, is so old that it's not very accurate. It's only accurate to, you know, one decimal place. So obviously we got a lot of rounding errors in there. Because, you know, that's a computer problem. Rounding errors. There's one right now. Oh, that was a rounding error. Oh my God. So right. I still need to figure out a bunch of stuff today. What am I going to eat? I have some food. I have those, some of those ravioli. Yeah. How much do I love those crazy Italian sausage ravioli? Well, let's ask the computer. Computer, how much do I like those crazy raviolis?
Computing.
Yeah, here we go. It always takes a while. Ooh, it's done.
87%.
87%. Can that be right? I thought I liked them more than that. I don't know. That was the wacky computer computing sounds. Because ring modulator. Everybody loves ring modulator. I know I do. I even got more than one ring modulator. And if for some reason you want to learn how to build a ring modulator, there's not much to it. You just need two transformers and four diodes, or just one transformer? Email me. I will tell you how to build a ring modulator. It's easy. It's simple. Check the time. I walked away from my clock. I don't have a clock around here. Oh, wait. We can ask the computer. Computer, what time is it?
Time to end.
Apparently, it's time to end it. So let me just say that you have been listening to some kind of questionable stuff as usual at 1930. Because that's what we do every day. 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. I gotta go, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.